President Biden doesn't get it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, telling supporters last night he doesn't know why House Republicans are opening an impeachment inquiry. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
Biden told Democratic donors outside the nation's capital, quote, I don't know quite why, but they just knew they wanted to impeach me. And now, the best I can tell, they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government. I get up every day, not a joke, not focused on impeachment.
Now, a shutdown could happen if Congress does not approve new government funding by the end of the month. But Republicans say this is all about allegations the president had a role in his son Hunter's business dealings overseas and committee chairman investigating Meet This Hour, including Congressman James Comer, who says they're evaluating
some of the things that we believe have happened from the Biden family that are in violation with our laws.
Time is running out for Ford and GM and Stellantis, which is Chrysler's parent company. Auto workers have threatened to go on strike at some targeted facilities after midnight.
When the current contract between the union and the big three ends amid a battle over pay, benefits, and job protections, a strike could cost the automakers billions, hurt the Midwest economy, and even test President Biden's assertion that he's the most pro-union president in history. The UAW has withheld its support for Biden and urged him not to intervene, as he did last year when he signed a law that made a rail workers' strike illegal.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasa. They keep searching for bodies in muddy streets and buildings washed away in Libya's flood devastation.
The entire city has been annihilated, says Mohammed Salem. He asks for international help. Rescue teams have arrived from several countries, but the mayor of Derna fears as many as 20,000 could have died there.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Four Dallas, Texas police officers injured this morning when they were hit by a possibly drunk driver while they were in a standoff with a shooting suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... So you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
It's not just President Biden facing a possible impeachment. There's an attempt in Texas to kick the attorney general out of office.
Despite being called to testify before Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial, the Republicans' alleged mistress, Laura Olson, did not take the stand.
She is present, but has been deemed unavailable to testify.
Lieutenant Governor of Texas Dan Patrick, House managers resting their case, the defense filing a motion for a direct verdict. One of 16 articles of impeachment claims Paxton had real estate developer and donor Nate Paul hire Olson to be closer to him, alleging misconduct, including bribery. Paxton's former aide, Drew Wicker, testifying he witnessed the attorney general and Olson together, believed Paul was involved in the renovations of Paxton's home, and was approached by the FBI to discuss what he knew. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some Republicans in New Mexico have also called for impeachment of Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, calling her 30-day ban on carrying firearms in public in and around Albuquerque a violation of Second Amendment rights. A federal judge has blocked part of the ban the governor ordered after the recent shooting deaths of three children. Another federal judge has ruled DACA is illegal, siding with Texas and other states that sued to end the Obama-era program President Biden has revised. The order blocks any new applications.
However, it is still intact, at least for now, for the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who arrived in this country as children. The White House spokeswoman says the administration will continue to defend DACA from any and all legal challenges.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Later this hour, we'll get another inflation update. This one details wholesale or producer prices. The day after the report showing consumer prices rose both month over month and year over year in August. On Wall Street, ahead of that, stock futures are rising. In baseball, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 4-1, clinching the National League East title for the Braves for the sixth year in a row. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. More than 100 state employees in Illinois accused of PPP loan fraud. The state's Office of Executive Inspector General found at least 177 state employees suspected of defrauding the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Workers have been referred to the Illinois Attorney General's office for possible prosecution. And Illinois Appeals Court hearing arguments by attorneys for Jussie Smollett. Lawyers for the actor requesting his conviction of lying to police about being the victim of a 2019 phony racist and homophobic attack in Chicago be dismissed. He argued that he already had to deal with Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who dropped the original charges. This year's Illinois State Fair making some history. The governor announcing this year's State Fair attendance total setting records. The more than 700,000 attendees over the 11-day event made this year's fair the most highly attended fair since industry standards were enacted. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good morning, September 14th, Thursday. I have a little jacket on today.
Yeah, me too.
Man, I'm telling you.
Little sweater. I know it, but the sunrise looked gorgeous.
Yeah, did. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer brought to you this morning by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, tomorrow is the Jazz Walk after 5 in the Wandell Sculpture Garden with comments around 4:15. It's all at Meadowbrook Park. You can learn all the details at urbanaparks.org.
Well, good-looking weather there, Mr. Got a weather station when I was 12, meteorologist Greg Solier. So, what? I mean, this is just a touch of that fall feel here.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It is a September 14 out there. And while temps are a couple, 2 or 3 degrees below average around here, especially in the afternoon and even more so this morning, you know, we'll make a nice recovery. There is a pattern shift anticipated around here over the course of the weekend and more so into next week. Jet stream winds late next week come up out of south and southwest. Prior to that, nice recovery on temperature. It's always the balancing, juggling act of harvest versus getting moisture in the ground. We'll see probably a little worsening of the drought and dryness issues on this morning's drop monitor. So we'll kind of a little bit of everything for everyone here in the next 10 days to 2 weeks across East Central Illinois. 46 by the time you get to Danville, to 47 at Bloomington Normal, 46 up at the Kankakee. There's some lower 40s in Northwest Indiana versus closer to home, 52 at Willard and Savoy right now, 50 at Rantoul. Forecast high with sunshine, 74. The average high this time of the year at about 78, 79. So we'll get there with a very light wind all day long today. Ought to be a nice one. Clear tonight, comfortably cool at 48. Tomorrow, sunshine and 77. We are tracking an upper weather system this time of the year. Sometimes these things can eke out a little more clouds and even a couple of drops of rain, and that's what we're expecting on Saturday, not necessarily around or at football time. Kickoff probably about 68, 78 later in the ball game, and later in the day on a light south and westerly wind. Maybe a sprinkle and 77 on Sunday. We're dry Monday to Thursday next week, and here come temperatures up close to 80 Monday and Tuesday. Lower 80s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, so what is appropriate for kids in school? What would be appropriate? What is not appropriate?
Like when it comes to attire?
I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about things like, you know, under the auspices of education, is there anything that shouldn't be offered at a school? I mean, that's kind of where we are now, right? State of Illinois banned the banning of any books. And so what Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana read at a congressional committee hearing the other day, I can't play that. I can't play it for you. I can't play the cut. It was so pornographic.
I see.
And so then the question becomes, what if anything ever should be? Should we show, you know, Hustler, Playboy in the libraries? Should there be pornographic movie films? The kind of, I'm just saying that this was so pornographic. I was like, what are you saying? And it's under the auspices of LGBTQ and homosexuality and all these, but it was very descriptive. Everything about very, very, I can't say it.
Okay.
So I guess the question then becomes, well, should we? Should we ever ban anything from anybody? But then you go to the other side and say, well, why would we expose children in the government-funded school to have that? I mean, they can get it on their phone anytime.
Right.
I mean, they can, certainly it's not like access. And it's a book in a library, but it's, you know, remember the hubbub 35 years ago from Madonna Well, you shouldn't have that in a Champaign Public Library. Yeah. That was unbelievable. It's in Champaign. This is school libraries. Mm-hmm. School libraries were, and you know, they're saying, well, you're just a homophobic or you're just, this is pornographic. Is pornography no longer something we should ban from a child? Should they be allowed to ask questions about how you do that? I mean, it's just stunning to me. We have lost all decency, and plus, I believe it's just evil. If you're exposing the innocent children in our schools to stuff like that, it's evil. It's wrong. Is there no right and wrong anymore?
Right.
I mean, we're starting the whole cashless bail Monday. Partially get State Attorney Julia Reitz on. But in Champaign County, I mean, the cashless bail, and who draws the line of what is what? Mm-hmm. When should I be allowed to be back on the street in an hour? It is, we've lost the line of right, wrong, good, bad, good and evil, and it's just messing us up more. Don't we see this as a society that this is the wrong path to go?
Well, and because the vocal minority is so loud and objective, and many of us don't want to be confrontational and try to be more polite, we're, you know,
well,
keeping our opinions to ourselves.
And those that will are leaving the schools. Those that can are leaving the schools. Those that have the ability that somebody can stay home with the kids. At the cost of daycare right now, you probably, if you have 2-3 kids, probably be cheaper to not work. And we're going to work at home.
Yeah.
Trying to help the kids learn. But a lot of people are going to homeschool now. I mean, the families you want in the schools aren't going. They just won't go. And that's no good. You want everybody to be together in a melting pot. All that, you know, idyllic stuff.
Right.
Is totally going away. You're just not going to have, because most people, I would say most, probably there's not over 50% that can have the lifestyle of figuring out how to homeschool. They got to work. You know, we're paycheck to paycheck. 6 out of 10 of us are paycheck to paycheck in this inflation-ridden country right now. So it's like, okay, I don't want pornography. That shouldn't be. It's not appropriate.
Well, and when it comes to the birds and the bees, it is an awkward conversation for our parents to have. But I remember having it with, you know, my parents when I was maybe 3rd or 4th grade or something. And I feel like, you know, mom took out a pencil and actually
wrote
some
things. Well, that's mom. And that's totally, whatever mom wants to do is fine with me.
Describe some
mom
things.
And dad, that's fine.
But it's not an anatomically correct book that, you know, we're learning the parts of the body, right?
There's education.
Be in a library, I feel like.
Well, there's certain things, but not the descriptive way in which people have sex so incredibly candid for a school library. I'm just saying, that's what makes me, what is the line? Is there no line anymore? You're just some sort of a nationalist and you're trying to ban the children from education and we won't burn books in our, you know, it sounds good from the, you know, yeah, you should have an exposure to all different kinds of ideas. But at some point you're saying, boy, that's evil.
Right.
You don't expose a child to evil things. There's good and bad and good and evil and all these other things. And yet there's no difference anymore. It's like, do whatever you want, honey. It's just fine. Because you got to live and be you. This is not working. I'm just telling you, it's going to get worse.
Right.
217-359-2255. Mm-hmm. Elegant rant to start the program.
Okay, then that was interesting.
That's Illinois.
Don't come out of the gate so strongly.
I just saw Alexia Janulius, who's really behind this law.
Yeah, I saw him was in, you know, testifying the other day.
Yeah, and
about libraries.
Senator Kennedy's reading this. I'm going, what is this? Oh, it's in my school library. Okay. How many kids are going to run about everybody? You know, when your kid's in your 12 or 13
right.
or something.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You're putting that in their head? Sometimes you can't forget stuff like that. Sometimes images that you see should never go away. And you're doing that to the kids in a government-funded school? It's not right.
Well, and, you know, you got to watch what they're searching, too. I mean,
no, you can't control that. That's out of the gate. It's up to the parents. They got the phone. And the kids can't. I'm saying they can get it anyway. So, but why would you sponsor it in a school?
Right.
Why would you not say, you know, there are standards we have, and pornography isn't allowed in our school library? All right, 217-359-2255. John Decker at the bottom of the hour. Let's check sports headlines.
All right, St. Louis Cardinals win over Baltimore. The final was 1-0. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Only one runner reached third base the entire game for the Baltimore Orioles, and that was on a two-out triple by Gunnar Henderson off Ryan Helsley. But the next batter, Hicks, popped out to the shortstop, Mason Wynn, and the Cardinals won 1-0 on a Richie Palacios home run, giving Drew Rahm his first major league victory.
Only seven hits in the game. Drew Rahm was terrific. Clearly his best start as a big leaguer. He had seven punchouts in the game, had a lot of life on his fastball, looked really strong, and attacked his former team. He was an Oriole, came over in the trade for Jack Flaherty, and he really pitched very well against his old team. And very excited for Drew and excited to have Ryan Helsley close out a game and pitch in back-to-back days again. He was good in the ninth.
He picked up his 10th save. And Richie Palacios hit his third home run in the last two games. It stood up 1-0. And the Cardinals turned seven double plays in the series. Cardinals against the Phillies tomorrow night.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Colorado over the Cubs. That final was 7-3. Cubs are at 78-69 on the season. Actually slipping. Are they second team in playoff contention now?
Second. They're only a game and a half behind Philadelphia. You want to be the first team in the playoffs, but in the wild card, it's better. You get three home games or something. So that's what you want. But it's losing two out of three to Colorado is not good. This is tight. There, it's Philadelphia 3.5 ahead of the third place wild card team. Cubs are two up, but then you got Cincinnati and Arizona tied for the third spot, half a game ahead of Miami and San Francisco. This is crazy. So it's going down to the last day, and the Cubs just got to try and win and just win. Otherwise, they're going to slip out. It's going to be close. It's going to be real close.
Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox 7-1. The Atlanta Braves are solid in,
yeah,
right? They've got 95 wins.
Clinched last night.
That's right.
Yep.
So, Illinois volleyball in action in the 4 o'clock hour. The Purdue Boilermaker Challenge is going on. We'll face USC. NFL football, I believe it's the Minnesota Vikings and Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Of course, our Illini in action against Penn State.
Yeah.
11 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah. And I told you by Friday, I got a storm in the white uniform Penn State. Yeah. Anyway. Monday, I'm like, okay, that's it. Season's over.
Right.
By Wednesday, it's like, you have a chance.
Right.
And Friday, it's like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to win.
Okay. And it's the hail to the orange out, so make sure you got your orange and all of that.
Okay.
Just pulled up what you're talking about.
But if you say don't ban books, most people say, yeah, you shouldn't ban books. They put it under
these
the...
These are graphic
no,
books.
This is not... But then
It's not regular books.
It's just so wrong. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's the wrong direction, my friends. It's 217-359-2255. Pornographic material in libraries at school.
I don't think we had this kind of stuff back in our day, Stevie. This is really bad.
You wouldn't find that in the Unity Library in the 70s. Here's your weather.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday had a pretty quiet, easy going late summertime weather pattern on the maps and charts. Weekend weather system may generate a couple of sprinkles of rain, and that's it. Otherwise, very pleasant over in Memorial Stadium for football Saturday. Big warm-up slated around here over the middle and late portions of next week. Still a fair amount of summertime to go, and there may be a trend towards wetter weather patterns as well as we wind on through the remainder of the second half of the month of September. A little patchy fog around early on this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, light wind in 74, clear tonight in 48, sunshine tomorrow in 77. Weekend forecast, some increasing cloudiness, maybe a couple of sprinkles around. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday, up to 78 later in the day. A Sunday high of 77. We'll get close to 80 Monday and Tuesday, into the lower 80s. We climb next Wednesday and Thursday. Wetter weather ahead for late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to another inflation reading. The producer price index for August, prices at the wholesale level, also retail sales for August. Investors decided yesterday to look at the few bright spots in the consumer price index report for August. The Federal Reserve meets next week. Delta is updating its SkyMiles program, and along with it will make it harder to use its Sky Club starting in February of 2025. Delta's been dealing with overcrowding at the clubs. Holders of the American Express Platinum card, as well as the Delta Reserve American Express card, will be limited to 6 or 10 annual visits. And if you have a basic economy ticket, you will no longer have access to the Delta Lounge starting next January. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Amy needed to sell her mom's home in Thomasboro, and she needed obviously as much as she could get to help pay for some care. Well, she talked to an agent, real estate agent, who sold the home across the street. They suggested listing the home for $130,000 since her mom's home was similar. Well, she went to Nate Evans. She had talked to the group and got really kind of fired up. Nate's team assured her it was worth more than $130,000, and I'll be darned, they got $162,000.
Nice. Nate Evans at the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Getting you that immediate cash offer. If you're looking for your timeline to move a little faster, you want flexible fees and to sell your home for the most money possible. Plus, I was just talking with someone the other day about his partnership with the top builders in the region, some of them exclusively, so he has knowledge of new developments going up before other buyers are aware of them, these new construction homes before they hit the market in a variety of price points and neighborhoods. So if you're looking at a new chapter on the horizon, call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113 or an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TappansTowing.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
So what did our Senator Dick Durbin say about book banning?
Right. He said no one is advocating for sexually explicit material for children and that it's a distraction from the real challenge.
If you're allowing sexually explicit materials in public schools, how's that different from advocating? Well, we don't really ask for it, but, you know, it's part of, you know, blah, 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 right? I mean, I'm just then, with all this being talked about, well, you can't ban any books in a library, then there are no rules, I presume. So you can put anything you want in there under the auspices of you don't want to, you know, white nationalist. I mean, you're just a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're all, it's pornography. Can't we all agree that pornography for children? Would you show a pornographic movie in class under the auspices of education?
Right.
I don't think you would do that. And if you start doing that, we're going down the wrong path right now anyway. Let's just go quicker.
But this is describing really explicit acts. And
it is so bad, I can only talk about it, but I can't read anything about that.
And I'd like to, but I'm not going to.
We're talking about 14-year-olds who are curious and clamoring for information and whispering about stuff, and then you fill in their head with this kind of garbage, and it's just down the wrong path. I'm telling you, it is so bad, so wrong, so evil. And all I can do is, you know, take our little broadcast company and say it's wrong and it's bad and it's evil. And a lot of you are nodding, yeah, I agree. But what's happening to our society that have public officials that allow this? And, of course, they're not advocating for it. But, you know, you don't want to get caught in that, you know, snowball where you're going to start banning that because you disagree with it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about explicit material that's never been allowed.
Right. And Dick Durbin's comment says, I understand and respect that parents may want to choose or limit what their child reads, especially at the younger ages. My wife and I did. Others do too. But no parent should have the right to tell any other parent's child what they can and cannot read in school or at home.
Well, in school, there ought to be a line of decency. Shouldn't there be? Of this is what we allow in our school.
Right.
You can't come naked to school. Well, why is that? Because you can't come naked to school. But why not? And your shorts are too short. Well, why? Well, you're discriminating against me because I'm Hispanic or something, right? I mean, we are in such a crazy time, and there's no common sense. We've totally lost common sense, and we're losing our way when it comes to right and wrong and decency, and we're losing it, and the society will crumble. This ship will sink. America won't last if we crumble from within, and it feels like it started already, and we better be careful because stuff does go away, and so you better understand that what you think is infallible is not. You know, all the great societies have failed. The Roman Empire looked pretty good for a while. How'd that happen? It rotted from within. And we're rotting from within when we allow this kind of stuff. You think it's a small thing. No, not for me. We're filling the heads of these kids with the wrong things. You know, we should be talking about, you know, for school. I believe it should be very specifically education.
Right.
Stuff like history. And getting the story on how things developed in the 60s and what happened with the civil rights movement and World War II and what happened with Nazi Germany and the Japanese and Pearl Harbor and some of the basic history. And without the slant, please, just give me the facts.
Well, and I feel like when I was in middle school or something, there was a Judy Blume book or something, and it was earmarked on the page, and it was like when you had a study hall in there, you grabbed that book and read that part, and I feel like it was really tame, some kids making out or something awkward or whatever, their first experience.
But you're curious and you want information.
Yeah.
Everybody earmarked the page.
That's right.
What are they going to do?
And then you went, and then you talked about it in the cafeteria. If there were books like this back in the day, oh my goodness.
Well, it again makes thoughts of hormonic boys that see he and hear all this stuff, and all of a sudden they want to act on it, and then it's just wrong, and it's going to mess them up for life. I mean, it's a very damaging thing.
To me, it's unfortunate about, you know, real love and you know, great relationships and how wonderful it can be.
We will be right back with John Decker, live near the White House every Thursday. That is next on ESPN 93.5. You can always comment 217-359-2255.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says he's not focused on House Republicans' efforts to impeach him.
Biden told Democratic donors outside the nation's capital, quote, "I don't know quite why, but they just knew they wanted to impeach me. And now, the best I can tell, they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
You see a culture of corruption. We are going to get the answers to these questions.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox's Sean Hannity the impeachment inquiry now underway is justified. Hurricane Lee could be the first to make landfall in Maine as a hurricane since 1969.
Lee is tracking northward, bringing impacts along the East Coast, including possible tropical storm conditions for parts of coastal New England and a storm surge threat for southeastern Massachusetts. The Northeast needs to monitor Lee's progress over the weekend.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius promoting a new Illinois law that will outlaw book bans. He testified before a U.S. Senate committee in Washington, D.C. about a measure that allows his office to deny grant funding to public and school libraries that ban books for partisan or doctrinal reasons. It'll take effect in Illinois January 1st. Illinois State Police reminding drivers and farmers about traffic safety as the state enters the fall harvest season. Farmers across the state moving equipment along roadways during the harvest season. Drivers and farmers urged to share the road to help reduce crashes involving tractors, implements, and other farm equipment. Department of Labor confirmed Monday they're opening an OSHA investigation. It follows the explosion at the ADM East plant Sunday night. The explosion left 8 employees hurt. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski said the investigation is warranted, especially considering past incidents at that facility. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Reminding you that if you're a man, you need to have that discussion about the pros and cons of prostate screening and learn more about your health as you visit carl.org for details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday and easy going. Late summertime weather pattern continues on. Pattern shift ahead for next week into warmer days and perhaps some increased shower activity late next week and beyond. Apart from that, an easy going weather pattern, the story for the upcoming weekend, including football Saturday. Oh, there may be a sprinkle or two and nothing more. A little patchy fog around here early on this morning. Otherwise, lots of sunshine, light wind, and high to about 74. Average high this time of the year right around 79, so we're the ballpark there. Clear tonight, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, more seasonal at 77 in the afternoon. Light east to southeast wind. Clouds increase Saturday and a partly sunny Sunday. There could be a sprinkle around. Light winds. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday at 11 o'clock. 78 later in the ballgame. 77 the forecast high on Sunday. Here comes a warm-up next week at 78 Monday. Near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday next week, nights down into the 55 to 60 degree range. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is September 14, it is 2023, and it's Thursday. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker!
I want to talk to John Decker!
He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press row!
John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! John Decker!
Yes, children in combines now singing the theme. Ladies and gentlemen, Gray Television's White House correspondent is John Decker, just a few miles from the White House. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to head out the door to the White House today. I'm going to spend all day with President Biden today, traveling with him in his motorcade to Prince George's County, Maryland. That's a stone's throw away from Washington, D.C. He's going to deliver an economic speech in Prince George's County, touting his economic policies. And we'll see if it's anything different than what I've heard over the course of the past few months. You know, if there's anything new that I hear that I haven't heard already when I've traveled with the president. So that's coming up later this afternoon. But I hope you're having a good week, Stevie.
Yeah, I am. I'm just trying to sort the world out, and every day it's always a challenge. So
it is.
The Bidenomics term, it's like,
yeah.
Captain, isn't there water coming in the boat, sir? No, there's no water in here. It is look at the sun shining. It's gorgeous out here. I mean, John, 6 out of 10 are paycheck to paycheck. Inflation's going crazy.
Right.
When they figure their numbers, they take out gas and food. You know, any kind of economic person can grab whatever numbers you want. The bottom line is, here in the heartland, people are feeling the crunch of spending $90 on meat for your family for a week. It is.
Yeah.
You can't tell me I don't have a headache when I have a headache.
Yeah, no, look, it's a difficult message to deliver. There are some positive signs in the economy, but people aren't feeling it. So the positive signs, low unemployment, wages are actually ahead of inflation nationwide. And in addition to that, inflation is down from where it was a full year ago. That being said, to your point, people are not feeling that. And as a result, you know, you have some work to do if you're President Biden. You're touting what he calls Bidenomics, and you're running for re-election. It's an awfully big task for him to try to sell this to folks, as you point out, in the heartland or anywhere else in the country when people are just not feeling that those good economic numbers in a real way.
Yeah, and then there probably won't be any chance to ask him a question following his talk. I'm sure not.
No, I doubt it. I don't think that it's not that type of event.
Yeah.
Doubt will, you know, I mean, we are in the motorcade, but sometimes the motorcade is so long, I don't even see him getting into his vehicle.
That's how far
away we are from President Biden, which is not different than any other president.
I'm
not saying that there's a longer motorcade for Biden than there was for Trump. It's just the nature of this type of event and what we'll be doing today. But yeah, no opportunity to ask President Biden a question. Did you see his press conference, by the way, that he had in Hanoi, Vietnam last week? Did you see a clip of that?
I've never heard somebody cut the president off and then play Johnny Carson music jazz on the way. I've never heard it. I've never seen it.
I would guess
in 250 years, we've never had a president into press conference and I'm going to bed. This is so wonderfully unprecedented that we always have news every day.
Look, this was a press conference that news organizations, but we didn't do this. It was on a weekend. And, you know, the reason why we don't go on a trip on the weekend is because, quite frankly, you know local news. Local news on the weekend, what are you showing? You're showing Illinois football. You're, you know, getting ready for the Bears. You know, I mean, it's like it's just not going to get played on the weekend. So we did not go on this particular trip to either the G20 or to Vietnam. But for news organizations that paid a lot of money to travel there, what did they get for their money as far as the press conference is concerned? 5 questions. That's all he took. Lasted 26 minutes. So you travel halfway around the world for that. I don't know if you're getting money's worth if you're, you know, pick your news organization that did that. So that's unfortunate. And, you know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, I'd be happy. I got to tell you something, though. I'd be happy with 5 questions and 26 minutes formal news conference at the White House. You know, let alone going all the way to Hanoi, Vietnam.
He might want to substitute John Wayne for, say, I don't know, Tom Cruise, somebody that people know, okay? The John Wayne reference is just like the people 80-plus had a chuckle. 80-plus had
there
a chuckle.
There you go.
I mean, it was just, I don't know, it's a head shaker, the handling of this president as well. Okay, so the impeachment inquiry.
You can tell exactly what's happening at the White House. The Bidens have given the marching orders to the media. They know that they do not want to provide the information to the American people, and the American people deserve it. That is exactly why I did impeachment inquiry.
The only reason Speaker McCarthy is doing this, political stunt, and we have seen it, you all have reported, is because Marjorie Taylor Greene has said she threatened to shut down the government.
Okay, so good news. Memo from the White House, the news organizations, executives, and editorial people start pounding on the Republicans. Isn't that nice to have a direction, John, for you to follow?
That to me was so mishandled and so Bush League. I mean, you can put everything in that memo and send the memo without saying, this is what we would like you to cover, news organizations. And I got that memo, by the way. It doesn't make it. It's like, who do you think we are? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Hold on. Can you cut the stream on this? We don't want John to be in trouble, because if they hear this, okay, go ahead.
Cut the stream.
Yeah, we can't, because John, it'll get out that you're acting like an independent journalist. Don't do that. Do you want to sit in row five or not?
Yeah. No, look, I don't get that one. You know, the person who is the individual who speaks on behalf of these issues at the White House really needs to rethink the way they handled the first 24 hours. And I get you're trying to convince this. That's thin. I get that you're trying to convince news organizations to cover a story in a particular way, but you don't go right out and say, this is the way we want you to cover this particular story. That is not slick. It is not a seasoned. It's not a seasoned approach. And it's a head scratcher as to why you go about doing it in that fashion.
So, John, let's say you're a rebel and you do your own thing. Does that limit you access, or, you know, you don't get the question for the next 2 weeks?
No, you know this, Diane. You know this, Stevie. I ask the tough questions and I get called on. I'm not concerned about, you know, that being shut out. Now, there are others that are, so I can only speak for myself. You know, I know that I'm confident enough in what I do, my reputation, that I can ask those tough questions, and I do, and I get called on at the next press conference after asking those tough questions. But there, quite frankly, are quite a few people in the press briefing room that would never ask a question that involves uttering the word Hunter. They would never think of doing such a thing for that fear that you're talking about, Diane.
John Decker's on the Tab and Towing phone line, and every now and then I need to do this for my own social media protection. I am so glad that Joe Biden is my president and Kamala Harris is my vice president. Okay.
That should cover us.
Here's John Kirby yesterday in the White House press room being asked kind of a tough question.
John, in the past couple of weeks, the president has lied about being at Ground Zero the day after the September 11th attacks, falsely claimed he saw the Pittsburgh Bridge collapse, claimed his grandfather died in the hospital days before his birth. What is going on with the president? Is he just believing things that didn't happen did happen, or is he just randomly making stuff up?
The president was...
He kind of rambled on, but that was pointed. That was pointed. I wonder if that guy...
It was very pointed. I thought it was a good start. But if you're in that briefing room, and I know that reporter that asked that particular question, he works for the Washington Times, good reporter, but you need to be ready with a follow-up. It's not just a matter of, hey, I've got this great question. I can't wait to ask my great question. Okay, so John Kirby doesn't answer any aspect of that question.
No.
So, right. you know, if you're going to drop the bomb, so to speak, then full out drop another bomb and say, you didn't answer one aspect of my question. Just say that as a follow-up. You know what I mean? Put people on the spot. And so that would be my, if someone's going to take my urging, my advice, that would be my advice to that particular reporter.
Dana Perino, who I like and respect a lot, and she's White House spokesperson for George W., but she said, I think it was last night on one of the shows, that she said, if you know, when they do things like this, there's got the hammer guy that you don't get much after that. You don't get invited to that thing that you want to go to. You don't get invited. So there's pressure in Washington. You would be aware of that pressure and seeing others feel that. But do you truly get shut out of, like, the cocktail thing that you always got invited to, that if you don't behave, thus they send a memo saying you guys need to hint the Republicans on this stuff?
Well, for this particular report, I don't know whether he's concerned about it. I don't know whether he got invited to those things that you're referring to in the first place. So I guess he feels, you know, I've got nothing to lose. Let me go all out, ask this question that might be on the minds of the people that read the Washington Times and other news organizations as well. You know, I think that Dana raises a good point. It gives me a sense about how she reacted when she got a question that she didn't like. She shut them out when she was the press secretary to George W. Bush. But look, you know, that should not dissuade. You're in there for a reason, mm-hmm. in that briefing room for a reason. And, you know, you can't be worried about those types of things. If you're worried about those types of things being invited to a party, then you're in the wrong business. You shouldn't be in the briefing room asking, you know, tough questions of the press secretary.
All right. Is there enough for an impeachment inquiry to see where this leads?
Look, I have problems with various aspects of what we've learned so far. You know, to me, it doesn't look right that Hunter Biden is being paid a significant amount of money, and that what we've known so far, what we've learned so far definitively, is that certain Biden family members, not Joe Biden, but certain family members of Hunter Biden have benefited financially from his business dealings. That doesn't look right. That doesn't make sense. And so I understand why there's an investigation that's being conducted by the House Oversight Committee. I do think, and I agree with the Wall Street Journal editorial page, I do think that Kevin McCarthy needs to do what Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, did, which is, okay, Pelosi launched an impeachment inquiry as well, but then she did go through the process of getting the full House to vote on it at some later point. And I think McCarthy needs to do that as well. He needs to just, you know, close that loop and have all of his members, Republican and Democrat, on the record as to whether or not they support this. And so that hopefully will happen in the next few weeks or next few months as this impeachment inquiry continues to be done by the relevant committees, including the Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight Committee.
Great Television did not send John Decker to Asia. They're really smart.
No.
Because this is
very smart.
This is all they got.
He don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Wow.
No, I didn't get
wow.
that. I'm going to... Wow. Yeah, wow. I'm going to New York City next week, however. I'm covering President Biden's speech at the United Nations. That will be on Tuesday morning. So I don't think we'll have a press conference with President Biden when he's up in New York City. But yeah, that's quite the clip you played there, Stevie. That sums it all up, I guess.
Yeah, and he needs to probably stop saying, "I'm just doing what I'm told." I'm not calling on you. I got five questions. Just stop talking like that. Just call in your pictured person and get it done and move out and tell him where to walk. And John, listen. I mean, it's more of a human thing than it is. It's just we're all headed north on the age. And it's kind of sad for me in parts because I wouldn't let President Biden dog sit for my dogs because I'd be afraid he'd forget where they are. I'm sorry. That's just kind of where I am. I am. And so
yeah.
the job really is hard. It's probably the hardest job in the world. And we're asking this man to go to age 86 doing this the way he sounds now. I don't get it. I don't know why Jill Biden would allow it. I don't know why family would allow it. He's just going to say, "Honey, this is it. You've done amazing for 50 years. Now it's done. You did great. We're going to build a statue about you," or whatever. But don't put the man out there. Look, everybody clearly sees this.
I think it's so hard to walk. Look, I'm not in his position. I think it's so hard to walk away. Just walk away when you think you still, and I think he still does. He puts on those Ray-Bans. He looks in the mirror. He thinks he's 35 years old.
Yeah,
I think he believes he still has it. And, you know, it's tough to come to that conclusion. You know, it has never been said, you know, that often. I should say it has been said, but it's never been said that often. I think, you know, God rest her soul. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg was selfish. I think that she had an opportunity to step away, allow President Obama, when Democrats still controlled the Senate, to name her replacement. But she, too, felt she was still on her A game. She could, you know, last forever, you know, despite, you know, all of her health issues. And similarly, sometimes you got to know when your time's up and you pass the baton to someone else. I mean, Mitt Romney said that essentially yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a new generation. It's time for me to pass the baton. And he even talked about his own age, and he said, "I think that Donald Trump is too old, and I think that Joe Biden is too old." to be in the position of the presidency.
All right, last question. John Decker, Rick wanted to know on 217 Text, ask John Decker what tickets would cost to the Women's U.S. Open Tennis Final. What were numbers? Do you have any idea?
Oh, my gosh. Wow, it depends where you're sitting, right? Fortunately, Rick, I had a media credential, so it was free for me, which is nice.
Nice.
But if you're not a member of the credential media, I would say you're looking general admission face value, probably in the neighborhood of just $200, I'd say.
But the StubHub number is going to be way higher for.
But the StubHub numbers are going to be way up. Yeah. So if you were wanting to have a great seat to see Coco Gauff win that championship, you're spending thousands
on
your seat. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
John, you're the best. We appreciate John Decker, great television, White House correspondent extraordinaire. Will not take walking orders from anybody, even if it's a memo. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thanks, Stevie.
Appreciate you. John Decker, live near the White House, ESPN 93.5. Watts Copy Systems can give you a free analysis of what you're doing with your copier and color prints and what are you spending. Call Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Urbana and Vicinity had a pretty quiet, easy going late summertime weather pattern on the maps and charts. Weekend weather system may generate a couple of sprinkles of rain, and that's it. Otherwise, very pleasant over in Memorial Stadium for football Saturday. Big warm up slated around here over the middle and late portions of next week. Still a fair amount of summertime to go, and there may be a trend towards wetter weather patterns as well as we wind on through the remainder of the second half of the month of September. A little patchy fog around early on this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, light wind in 74, clear tonight in 48, sunshine tomorrow in 77, weekend forecast, some increasing cloudiness, maybe a couple of sprinkles around. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday, up to 78 later in the day. A Sunday high of 77, we'll get close to 80 Monday and Tuesday, and into the lower 80s we climb next Wednesday and Thursday. Wetter weather ahead for late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, on Thursday about this time, call my son Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. Call him Nathaniel's son, so that's, you know, right. Reference to who he is.
It makes sense.
He was in Champaign yesterday. He was a guest lecturer at Cachaturian Hall, Civil Engineering. He did an outstanding job for AJ. Just a terrific presentation about, you know, bid build versus build design and all these other things that Nathaniel does every day. I really enjoyed it. He did a great job.
Good job.
No, I'm glad you attended that. Hopefully you learned a little bit about the advantages of design build versus design bid build, which is just a more typical form of construction.
No, it was awesome. Works for Opus up in Chicago, but he does Did You Know on Thursdays. What do you got today, Nathaniel?
Well, so last week we're going to continue the same theme, talking about water and the water that's on our planet. We're going to go a little bit deeper today. And last week, we got some of the basic details. We learned and we established that, you know, 70% of the planet's surface is covered by water, which a lot of us probably already knew. But we learned that only about 1% of that water is actually accessible drinking water, because the other 99% is either salt water or fresh water that's trapped in the form of ice and glaciers in the polar ice caps. Now, we did mention last week that the Great Lakes make up about 20% of the world's surface fresh water. But did you know that these would actually get used relatively quickly if it was the only source of water for either the country or the globe?
Hmm.
Now, let's look at an example. In Kazakhstan, just bordering Russia, the Aral Sea used to be the fourth largest lake in the world, larger, to put it in perspective, than Lake Michigan. Now, Lake Superior currently is the second largest lake in the world, and it's actually so large that it technically qualifies as an inland sea.
Hmm.
Now, in the 1960s, the Soviet Union diverted the rivers that fed the Aral Sea to feed irrigation elsewhere. And by 2007, only 47 years later, this lake had shrunk by 90%.
Oh.
And by 2014, the vast majority of the lake had dried up. And that's a lake larger than Lake Michigan. Mm. Now, what was once the Aral Sea is now the Aralkum Desert. Now, fortunately for the United States and Canada, we saw this going on, and we learned from this, and we established something called the Great Lakes Compact, which essentially restricts the use of water in the Great Lakes to public water supply, and it inhibits any diversions from the rivers flowing into or out of the Great Lakes. And this was established in 2008 by all eight states, bordering the Great Lakes and by the United States and Canada in conjunction. So what do we do with all this information? This is, you know, water is a scarce resource, and for better or for worse, it doesn't seem like this will not be going away. So we just should be smart about our water consumption. Last week we learned that, you know, for a shower you use is about a gallon a minute. And while it may seem contradictory, washing dishes by hand actually uses about 5 times more water than washing dishes in a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, hydrated, because that is important, but to doing it smartly.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I didn't know about the whole Russian lake. I didn't know that we have a compact 2008. All good stuff to preserve it, because if you take that 100-gallon example, you have 100 gallons of water, and only one of them is drinkable, and you got about 8 billion people that are needing water. You kind of wonder if it's going to last if we're not smart, right?
Well, it's certainly something that a lot of governments and a lot of scientists are paying attention to.
Yeah.
Well,
good stuff. Good stuff, Nathaniel Sun. I learn something every darn week.
Me too.
There you go. All right.
Well, that's the goal.
Off you go to another busy day of engineering and project managing. Well done.
So when you start your guest lecture, do you say, this is my grandfather, Narby Khachaturian, he used to teach here, that sort of thing?
No. The professor who invites me, or the professor who I have a relationship with, one of them, knows the history. So I think he briefed the students a little bit.
Okay,
good. Diana, I'm just excited and humbled to get to do that. And it's an incredible opportunity.
Awesome. Well, they're honoring my father October 6th with a posthumous award on his work here at the University of Illinois. Came to America and taught 40 years. And he had two pretty prominent students. One was the guy that built the Sears Tower. And the other was a guy that has built Burj Khalifa, who you know, Bill Baker.
Yeah.
Tallest building in the world in Dubai.
Right.
And his favorite professor was my dad, Nathaniel's granddad. So.
Nice.
Anyway, good work, Nathaniel. We appreciate you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Talk to you next week. Did you know with my son, Nathaniel's son. Nathaniel's
Love
son.
It. Great
in
segment.
Chicago. All right, ESPN 93.5. The news is coming up. We got a lot more to come in our final hour of the program. Stand by. Good news for veterans in Champaign County.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little surprising. Uh-huh. And kudos to the county board.
Absolutely.
You just taped that now. I just said kudos to the county board.
Wow.
It's amazing. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com. Or call Chuck Ruth.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com. Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit Crossroads ContractorSupplyIL.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.